Hi everybody, this is Ron Amitroff, the Creation Light Chef, and we're here to do some more healings tonight, sample clearing, so let's just get on with it here. The fast chat may be up shortly, so mine didn't come up and they're checking on it. So here we go, let's do some emotional clearing. So let's go back 5 days, and I'm yawning already, whoa. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, yawning again. Oh boy, today cleared. Okay, let's try another one here. Let's do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Boy, yawning again. 5 days cleared. Oh, man. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. And let's see what else we can do here. Let's do a planetary clearing. People have been asking about that and learning what it is. So this is a clearing to help you get this stuff off of you, okay? This is the, in a sense, some of your natal chart stuff, the planets that are courting you. So they're actually courting you all the time. So here we go. Let's go back, take off 10 planets. So, y'all need some more. So here we go. Bit of this one here. And I don't know if I heard a beep or not. So here we go. One planet off, two off, three off, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, are you there? In cyberspace someplace?
Yep, I'm here, and hi, and welcome everyone. If you tuned in just a few minutes ago, you just had some very nice healings with Ron and the Creation Light Ship. We don't have access to the fast chat right now. It's just crashed, and Seth at BBS is trying to fix it for us now, so bear with us on that. But if you'd like, you can phone in. I'll give you the number to call. This, I believe, is toll-free for both the U.S. and Canada. And it's 1-888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on the air and find out what questions you have. And I just heard a beep, so maybe we have someone already.
Got a beep.
Anybody here?
Yeah.
Hi, who's there?
Oh, yes. This is Nima.
Hi, Nima.
Hi, Nima.
I'd just like to give a short testimonial. I asked Ron earlier today, how much has my spirit percentage increased in my body since I first started listening to Ron? And I started listening to Ron around, I think, 2007. So when I first started listening to Ron, I was at 18%, which is not very good. And so it's been about 2 years, and right now it's at 78%. So I mean, that's just a testimonial, you know. For anybody interested in, you know, it's progress right there. So, I mean, it can be done. Now, the thing is, you got to take into consideration that I don't think the light chip was as strong back then when I first started listening to Ron than it is now. So if you start now at 18%, you probably jump up a lot faster and in a lot shorter time. And also, I forgot my other... Well, I'll let you guys talk until I remember what I wanted to say.
Okay. Yeah,
basically it jumped 60% within 2 years, so that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah.
That's awesome, and I really like the point that you made, Nima, about how, you know, as the light ship has come in and done so much clearing and so much work to clean up the area, that basically they're more powerful than they were, you know, able to come in more powerfully than they were able to do so a couple years ago, so... That's great for people coming on, and it's great for all of us. So thanks for bringing that up. That was awesome. And
what happens is that as you listen to more of the shows, and mainly as you do the healings, then that helps your spirit come in. Remember, you have to do the clearings in order to get the densities out of your body. And that's the most important thing you can do in your lifetime, is to hold spirit integrity with yourself. And this is why doing these clearings are so beneficial to you. Plus, everybody who's done the clearings realize and know that their eyes are brighter and emit more light. And that's only because you're more in your body. Remember, your spirit is all that you have, and that's what you are hoping to get in touch with more, so that you're able to become more spiritual, to be able to be connected to the divinity of who you are. And if you're not connecting to yourself, that divinity, then you're connecting to entities. And unfortunately, that's what most people have in their life, is entities. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I actually wanted to go back to Nima and see if you had thought of anything else you wanted to bring up, or any other examples you'd like to share. Maybe Nima went off the line already. Well, thanks, Nima. That was so awesome having you here. And, yeah, call back again sometime and we'll ask you more. That's great to hear that. So maybe we can talk just about that topic a little bit, Ron, about what it takes to actually get in your body.
I heard a beep there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one more thing. I forgot. I apologize. For the body, the new healing, the body system rejuvenation, it occurred to me that it might be very effective with women who have given birth, because I'm guessing you guys go through a lot of trauma. I've been doing it. I'm a male, okay, and I've been doing it the past 2 days really intensely. I've been feeling a lot of energy, but, you know, I've never given birth, and that's really, really traumatizing, I'm guessing. So, you know, you may want to, if there's any females out there who have given birth, especially multiple times, you know, you may want to do it. Just a suggestion.
That's a great idea, because, yeah, I mean, you know, you see women that it's very sad when they, you know, go through the birth process, and then what should be the most incredibly joyous time of their life for them with this beautiful newborn and that wonderful newborn baby energy there, which is so healing and wonderful to be around. And then the mother is, you know, having depression, you know, I guess just, you know, not feeling connected to, able to connect to the being of the child, and just having a lot of pain and difficulty and bad memories of the whole experience. That's really sad. So I think that's a great idea for women to, you know, just get that energy lifted from them, so that the memories of that are not traumatic for them.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Good point.
Have you experienced much of that in your work and clearing with women, Ron?
Yeah. As I do emotional clearings on women, I can normally tell when they possibly were pregnant, or, you know, typically bad relationships, then the trauma normally after having a child. So, yes, you know, I can see that as the emotional trauma comes in there. So normally a woman will have a lot of emotional densities, maybe a year before they give birth, mainly because they're probably pregnant. And even the mother, when I go down to zero on the emotional clearings, sometimes there's a lot of stuff going on there, especially first and second chakra, where maybe the mother doesn't want to have the child. And so that's something. So, and a lot of people feel it, because I have them walk around. Typically, you know, after I do their whole life, then I do the zero point, you know, which is when you're created in the womb, and people can actually feel as they walk around the difference by taking out their mother's emotional energies on them. So that's done with probably about 90% of the people, and that they'll feel a change. But, yeah, women, to me, just kind of getting into that with emotional clearings. Somehow between, I guess, maybe around puberty, or most women, basically, when I work with them, get emotionally trashed between probably 10 and 20. And it's just very sad to actually see that in the charts. Maybe it's, giving your heart away too much, maybe the first sexual encounter, or whatever's going on. But men normally don't have that intensity. So I would say that women probably have about four times the intensity over men during that time frame. So that's, for me, it's very sad when I first started doing this or seeing that and all the women, because, you kind of get robbed of your innocence and giving yourself away. So, you know, men don't necessarily go through that same process where women have it. So for me, it was, very sad when I first started doing hearings to actually see that in women. I think we have a caller on here. Somebody beep.
Hi, it's Twiggy. How are you?
Hi, Twiggy. I'm good.
Hi. I'm doing good. Can you do like an entity clearing or sludge clearing? Or...
Yeah, we can do entities here.
Oh, and octopus and squids.
Oh, you want to get into those, huh? Okay. Okay. So this is more of the sci-fi part. The entity one is pretty standard here, so let's get rid of these earth-based ghost energies that are floating around. So here we go. So let's work with the bottom of our feet and working our way up. So working with that first. Here we go. And ankles. Oh, boy. They come in through pain and going up now. Calves and knees. And up to our waist. And I'm moving up to our central part of our body, through our body organs here. Going down our arms now. Elbows. I'm yawning. Wrist and hands, fingertips. Going up now to our neck. Head, face, top of our head. So that's entities. Let's bring more of our spirit in now since we don't want to leave a void. So count to 10 as we come more into our body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little heavier, and you may actually be able to sense more light coming out of your eyes. In fact, you may want to just walk around a little bit. If you have any tingles in your body or anything like that, warmth, that means that your spirit is making more connections with you. So, now you want to do the octopus and squids, huh? Okay, these are extraterrestrial energies. If you wish to learn more about these, we have two clearings on BBS Radio, 11:30-07 and 10:10-08. And then also on the website for $30 a month, you can do these clearings yourself. Get these things off of you, out of you, because they're taking away your life force energy. So
what were
we
those
go.
Dates again?
Octopus energies. Are you ready?
Yes.
So the dates are 11:30-07 and 10:10-08. Those are two sessions that we have done on the BBS archives doing these here. So here we go, octopus energy. Going to take out. These normally are strictly mainly with our body organs and our spine. So this is where they normally attach to. Sometimes they go a little bit higher and lower, but normally 90% of the time they're wrapped around our rib cage, lungs and heart, etc. So here we go. We'll take them off of our heart. We'll focus on the ones that are there. This is why we do these 8-hour conference calls on Sundays, to get rid of these things so you feel better. So here we go. Coming out. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. So these tentacles are being released now. And these are why you don't heal, too, if you're wondering why you had a lot of healings done in your life through different modalities. It's typically because these things are still in you. And or maybe you don't have enough spirit energy to bring the energy in to your body. But these extraterrestrial energies are why we probably die. So this one's gone. Now we'll do a squid energy. They're kind of similar. And I'm seeing these on your shoulders right now and neck. So taking off some of these here. Oh, boy. So remember, there could be hundreds of these. We're just getting off a few right now. This is why you want to go on the website to look up. These are called energetic parasites, alien parasites. Okay. And I'm sure there's more of these brought into the planet today because naturally today is one of those key days, maybe harmonious day, which is 11-11, you know. So oddly enough, the dark side probably is using these practitioners that are out there doing meditations today, energy transmissions, you know, thinking they can bring in love energy to the planet that is no longer here or whatever with their big egos. So the light ship, I'm sure, is battling extensively right now, and the Earth spirit trying to save its life from these alien attacks that people are bringing in here. So here we go. And these things are off. Okay. There you go, Twiggy.
Do you feel any in my intestinal area? Because the other day when I was listening to the other radio show and you had that one lady on and you took, at the end, you took octopus energy out and squid. And the minute you said octopus, I could feel my intestines gurgling. And then afterwards, I felt like, because before that, the month or so before, I felt really bloated. And after that, the bloating was gone. I was like, so do you still feel any in that area on me?
Yeah, you still have some. Yeah, have you went on the that one particular page yet?
I have, but it just...
These things keep coming in sometimes, so you want to get them out as much as you can. As long as we have, doing these different types of, transmissions of energies and stuff, bringing them in, they're going to be coming in here. Remember, in your heart, eat any of those things.
No, they need to be gone. Nima asked you what his spirit was at the beginning and what it is now. Can you tell me what my spirit level is?
Yours is right now. As I tune into, you're running probably about 65%.
Okay.
That's not too bad. Most people are 20, so you're doing pretty well.
That's good. Well, I've been doing what you've said before as far as, like, asking, instead of abandoning my spirit, I've been asking my spirit to come back to me every day.
That's
so I'm bringing it back.
That's good. Wonderful.
Are there any other? Yeah, it really seems to help. And right before that, I do the heart-to-mind drop. I kind of just bring myself into my heart, and then when I bring the spirit back in, I could actually feel it coming back in through my heart center.
Well, I think you're doing very well. That's good. That's what you want to do. You want to always call your spirit back and get rid of the densities. So great.
Is there anything else that I could do that myself to help myself?
Yeah, you just get on the online clearings and just keep doing them. Find out which one seems to resonate with you the most. And you know.
Right. Well, right now with the economy, I haven't worked much, so I'm kind of just trying to do what I can myself until I can afford more.
Yeah, just keep doing your life force energy. That helps out a lot. And that'll increase my life force energy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to suggest. That is awesome. And remember one time, Ron, when you said, if you really wanted to do an experiment, try doing it like 1,000 times?
Yeah.
You know, really, because it's like, wow, you know. I mean, you probably experienced such a radical shift after that, especially with all of what you've already been doing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really fun. I mean, have you, Twiggy, have you done that at all, where you put your hands together to feel where that invisible ball of tension is? Do you really, can you feel it well?
I can feel it, but mostly when I do the bringing the spirit back to me is when I'm driving in my car an hour to go to town.
Yeah.
So it's a tough time to bring it back versus when I'm at home, but I can't really do that in the car.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you could say it. You couldn't do the hand part, though. But I've done that driving in the car to stay awake on a long drive, where I started to feel my, you know, from maybe the monotony of the drive, started to feel my, you know, spirit energy or life force energy lessening, and then just done that aloud, you know, and it was amazing because I went from really tired to totally wide awake.
So I could do it without using the hands, so that would be good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about it, but then when I think about it, when I'm driving in the car, that's kind of a time when my mind is calm anyway.
Yeah.
And I want to know what Sylvia's life, I want to know what Sylvia's spirit's at.
Well, she'd have to ask if she wants to know that.
I think it's pretty up there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's fine with me, Ron, if you want to.
Yeah, her spirit's in about 82%.
Awesome. That's great.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the biggest thing that's really helped, in addition to all the things that you mentioned that you're doing, Twiggy, and that is, you know, when I've been able to go on those Sunday 8-hour weekends. So if you can make arrangements to do that, even one of those months, like where you get to do that 3 Sundays in a row plus that 4-hour ascension call, plus you're on the light ship in between those, because mm-hmm. I have never felt so much of the spirit able to come into the parts of the body that had been blocked off before. So I would do that work on my own a lot and do clearings with Ron, but it wasn't until those 8-hour intensives started where I could feel a dramatic shift from one day to the next as far as like whole areas of my body, especially, you know, like the feet, and lower extremities that just were like completely changed in that one day, because suddenly I could feel, like really feel my spirit energy in there. And it was like having a whole new body. It was really something. So those are
good.
Awesome, if you can do that.
I have done 3 of the month ones, 3 of those sessions before, but it just this last few months has been pretty tight.
Yeah, I understand.
Scary.
I understand. Yeah.
So I want to do what I can do until I can afford to get back on to the online healing.
Oh, yeah. That's good. A great idea. Great idea.
Because I know that in the past, I think Annika wrote on a fast chat before that to release the cordings, too, you could do it yourself by just commanding it away. The people courting, you know, from your front, back, and stuff. And I did that, and that helped during a kind of a critical time. So
that's really good.
I know we have the strength ourselves.
Ron, do you want to mention, I think one time on one of the radio shows you talked about, you know, sometimes when you have a person that's courting you, and if you just took that cord out, then they would suddenly, maybe their energy would drop because they maybe were used to having energy from you. I think you mentioned the possibility of attaching that cord to the sun.
Yeah, that works pretty well. Otherwise, they'll probably just re-hook up with you instantly, you know, if not, you know, very soon, maybe in a day or two. So the sun is a big help.
So tell me about that a little more.
Take cords off of you. That's another thing that you should be doing. The planetary cords, you probably won't be able to get off yourself at all, but the one from people, normally you can. So that's a big plus.
Ron, Sorry, go ahead.
I was just wondering how he recommends doing that.
Just kind of like visualize, if you wish, or, you know, each chakra has cords on it, you know, so if you just use your major chakras, the first six, you know, mm-hmm. from your third eye on down to your first chakra, just take them off, just kind of unplug them. You think of like a garden hose or an AC receptacle or something with a plug on it, just take it off, disconnect it. You may feel it. Remember, they're also on, you know, every part of your body, too. So it could be on your knees, you know, it could be on, you know, anywhere on your body, you know. So it all depends how people want to attach to you, okay? So, like, if you're a speaker, people may want to connect to your throat because they like what you're saying, okay? You know, then you also have people who maybe connect to, let's say you saw a picture of a man with big chest muscles or something for women, you know, and you like the chest muscles. You might put a cord there to that person or breast of a woman or all this other stuff, you know. And those are all these areas on the body do get connected. So not only is it the chakras, but it's every part of your body that could have, you know, problems being corded, and it'll take away your life force. So that's the sad part is that, you know, people use mind energy here, and the mind energy is what we don't want to work with. So that's kind of the whole thing.
Do you have that specific person in mind when you're doing it? Like, I release this person's energy?
Yeah, you could do that. You could have the person in mind, yes. You know, but remember, you know, there may be people that don't even know about who are courting you. You know, somebody won't even like you. You know, they look at you, they don't like you. Maybe you're wearing the wrong clothes for that particular event that you're going to.
They don't like you, and you don't even know it. Okay.
They not even know it, so that they'll still connect with you.
Okay. Gotcha. So I got to release those too.
For myself, when I've done that, I've, you know, just gotten very heart-centered first, and then asked the, you know, the sun, you know, if that would be fine, you know, for permission to do that, and it seems to have worked pretty well.
You kind of just take the cord off of you and put it to the sun?
Yeah, so that the person can still, you know, they want to experience a drop in their energy and freak out and then want to cord you again.
Okay.
So,
but, I mean, how do you command that?
By doing it?
Just by saying, I removed the cord from me and put it to the sun, from my heart chakra?
Yeah, that would be good. Let's just try it.
Learning, so.
Have your spirit, you know, command the energy, you know. This is what you're doing is your spirit is active in this here, so. But everybody has their own way of doing it. You just have to kind of find the way that seems to work for you.
Right, it just helps to have an example to begin with.
Yeah, it's kind of like fake it till you make it, you know. So, you know, you figure it out, but just do it, you know. So you have to do it in order to have that experience.
Right. Well, it did work before, so that was a good thing. I needed that at the time.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah. Well, what you're doing is really good, Ron, and I really appreciate it.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for calling. It's been great having you on.
Thank you for being there.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, is that another caller?
Another beep. That's good. Who's there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Ron. This is Ilya. I'd like to say thank you very much for the amazing workshop back in New York, and I really enjoyed the 8-hour session here on Sunday. I had a question that's really been on my mind, and it has to do with ascension. For somebody who is an artist and musician like myself, like, I know when I create and record things, I put my energy and my soul into it. And I heard on one of your archives is that my soul could be trapped in that or quartered to those creations, therefore making it harder for me to ascend. Now, would it be safer to just stay away from all creative arts and not do anything?
Oh,
or is there
okay.
another approach to this?
No, very, very good question. Okay. Yeah, what you do is, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Boy, you're very astute there. When you put your energy into anything, then your energy is there. You just want to release it from it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you want to do. After you do, whatever you're doing, okay, let's just say you're writing a song and you play an instrument and you sing and you got it all done and, you're satisfied with it and now it's completed and maybe it goes out to other people to listen to. But at that point,
right.
once you're done with that creation, then you want to take your energy out of it. That way nobody can cord you. And that's
because
kind of
I would
like
think
that
the judgment,
a picture or something, you paint something, you want to take your energy out of that because it will always be in there, and then people can cord you through it. So you don't want to get yourself stuck into things physically here so that you have to come back to try to find yourself during that process. Just think of somebody bought a picture that you drew, right? And you have your spirit
mm-hmm.
energy in that, and the person took it and put it in the trash can. Now you have to go to the garbage dumps to find it. Okay? So that's
right.
What happens, okay?
What is the method of taking myself out of that, getting my energy out of creation after I'm done with it? How do I actually do that?
Yeah, just ask your spirit to pull itself away from it.
Okay, and what about people who judge my artwork and music after I create and after I take my energy out? Does that affect me as well?
No, it won't, because they should not be able to cord you, because now that particular energy has a life of its own, and it will have the energy of source energy in it, which is what you use to create it, okay? But
mm-hmm.
you're not attached to it any longer. Very good question.
Thank you.
Very, very good question.
Wow. Yeah, great question. And can I ask, Ron, would that also apply, it seems like it would, to so many other situations for people, even if they're not an artist per se, but everyone has their own creations. It could be, the way that you've maybe grown houseplants, or maybe you, make clothes, or you make food for people, or all those kinds of creations that you do. Wouldn't it kind of apply equally to that type of thing as well?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. You want to pull yourself out of it. If you put it into food that you're making for somebody, then they might be eating part of you, source energy, right? Had to look at it in a different perspective here, right?
Yeah.
But they're eating part of you because you're in there maybe attempting to put spirit energy into that food, okay? So you want to pull yourself out of it. Allow the creation to live on its own, and you don't want to feed it, okay?
Yeah. And now what about if someone...
You don't want to become food to somebody else.
That's a whole new level of courting. What about photographs? It's interesting. The American Indians used to say that they didn't like to have their pictures taken because parts of their soul would be stolen.
Yeah,
so
I do believe that, yes, uh-huh. Only because... you're held in time, you see.
Yeah.
And then at that point, people could look at you and, connect to you energetically through the picture, okay?
So now if you withdraw any energy that you may have had in that, would that be effective or would that person still...
They may, with a picture, it's different. They may be able to pick up the energy. But if you take your energy out of it, okay,
mm-hmm.
it'll be able to cord you through the picture, even though your energy is not there.
Okay? Yeah.
But it's not going to be, you're not connected directly to the picture that way. Let's put it that way.
That's good.
you know. So, but I do really honor that belief system because pictures, you know, do hold the energy of the person.
Yeah.
If you get out of there, then it's just a photograph, and it takes somebody who's pretty astute, pretty smart to attempt to cord that person over again, you know. But then it's just a picture.
Yeah, great. Well, I didn't mean to take that over. Did you, is our caller still with us, and do you have any more questions for Ron?
Just one final question. If you could give me a quick, I guess, a percentage estimate of how much am I in my body.
Okay. You fluctuate a lot, okay? You fluctuate between 45 and about maybe 70%. When you're really creative, you're 70. Normally, you're about 45 on a day-to-day level, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron.
So you might be able to notice the difference when you're in the flow.
I absolutely do. That's the thing. When I do create stuff, I feel I lose sense of track of time, and that's where I feel, you know, better.
Yep, that's when you're in the moment.
Yeah, so definitely don't stop here creating. Just, you know, like Ron said, just take your energy back from it after you've released it and let it go out, you know, to other people. And
thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great question.
Very, very good. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Really important question, too. It seems like, Ron, it has a lot to do with ascension preparation, because how could we ascend if our energy was all over the place here and there and stuck in this and that?
Yeah, I was given this little thing, long time ago. Somehow this got, downloaded to me. And it was about leaving energy here. So I'll just tell you what I was shown. And this I kind of saw in color. So basically, if I can remember, it's been so long ago. This one person lived, and they lived on an island. And the person had maybe a girlfriend. So he got a coconut. And in the coconut, he put down there, "I love you" on it, and gave it to his girlfriend. Well, after a while, naturally, the coconut somehow disappeared. And what actually happened was it got put into the ocean, and the ocean took it away. So we have a caller, so probably about 2 minutes here, caller. And so what happened was it went to another island, and this other person found it and thought it was, you know, a wonderful thing to see, "I love you" on it or something like that. So he gave it to his lady friend, thinking that it's some kind of, you know, like divine intervention or something, you know. And she ended up opening it up and eating it. So what happened was the person died who gave the coconut away, and he wanted to leave the earth plane. And what was told to him is when he, say, went up, we'll just say, you know, to make it simple, they said, "Well, you can't leave." And he goes, "Why can't I leave?" He goes, "Well, you still have energy here." He goes, "Oh, I took all my energy away. You know, I was very good at that, you know, and everything else." And they said, "Well, what about the coconut?" He goes, "The coconut? What do you mean the coconut?" And he goes, "Well, you put you carve the coconut with your intent and put your love energy in the coconut. And you're still there." So this person had to go back through a reincarnation, went back to the island and couldn't find it there. And, you know, then eventually had to find where the coconut went to. And because the person ate it, they had to go down into the bones of the person who died and pull out their energy out of their bones. So that's very factual. So anyway, you can kind of think on that. Remember, energy is always here until you absorb it back into yourself, you know, but it is your own energy, because you want to call everything back to yourself. This is what the Earth Spirit is doing now, is backpedaling, trying to find out where its energy is, pull it back to itself so it can be self-empowered. Otherwise, it's all over the place. So, and also taken by the darkness. We have a caller on. Anybody there who's new? Or
yes, hi, Ron.
There?
Sylvia, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Hi. So I just had a hypothesis today, and see if Ron can find if there's any loopholes in my hypothesis. But it seems that in the second and third, it seems that the ETs are working in the second and third dimension because they want to control people and then abandon them and then regulate the people. And that's a good way to do that. And then it seems that they jump up into the sixth and seventh dimensional levels and they can take people back and forth through the walls. And this is, shows me that they don't have the ability to do that. They're in the second and third levels, so they could have abducted scientists to teach them that ability because they can't jump from the second, third to the sixth and seventh hardly. I don't see how that's possible. And then the Earth Spirit tells us to stay in the eighth dimension to be protected so they cannot touch us. And then the light beings say stay in 100% light and adjacent to that advice so we are protected. So it seems like these could be some interesting dynamics between light and darkness. And that was just my opinion. See what Ron has to say about that.
Yeah. So since we are, in theory, on 3D, yes, they do show up here. Unfortunately, they also show up in a parallel life that we go into, or they create the parallel lives, or an and, okay? So what happens is they're there too, and you can bring in that energy without realizing it from those particular lifetimes, especially illnesses, which you have already manifested in, you know, your parallel lifetimes. And that's where you can bring in, let's just do a release here of a parallel life here. Why don't everybody think of an illness that they have or something? Who knows what it would be? It could be even a skin rash. It could be maybe a wart. Maybe you have an eye tick or something. And we'll see if we can, or twitch, I don't want to use the word tick. We'll just see if we can get rid of that for you. From releasing a couple of parallel lives here. So here we go. Remember, these things come back. So let's just say you have something wrong with your body. We'll say that maybe for some reason you have a pain, you know, in your left ankle, okay? And maybe that pain, you know, it was caused because of maybe you got some kind of injury. And maybe you got it at 8 years of age. And so through your whole lifetime now, when you do something to your, say, left ankle, maybe you twist it, maybe it's more vulnerable to maybe heat or cold or something, you remember that, the time in your life at 8, and you go, yep, this is my injury, and I'm kind of like, in a sense, cursed for life because I can't get rid of this pain. It's always with me. Maybe you're limping for some reason, you know, because of the situation, and you were fine before the age of 8, and this thing happened to you. Well, chances are, maybe you had even clearings through me, and it still is not fixed yet. And you go, man, I don't know what's going on here. I've had maybe a half a dozen clearings. It's all helped, but I still haven't found that exact thing yet. And so, and you feel the energy of your body in this lifetime that you're living, it feels good to you. And you go, man, this thing should be gone, but it's still hanging on. Well, let's go back to that time. So using the example of the person at the age 8 who had a left injury with your ankle, we'll say, or wherever, okay, let's go to those parallel lifetimes that was created then. So I want you to go back to the time that you know about your problem that occurred to you, and think of that time now, and we're going to take away 5 parallel lifetimes, okay? You could have more, but we'll just take away 5. And we'll see what this does for you. So here we go. And remember, you have that experience in all these lifetimes, but you may have cleared this lifetime, but you still have 5 more to do. This is where it gets kind of disconcerting, okay? As you start opening this onion peel up and exploring more about, you know, why you don't heal, there's so much more that's deeper that we don't really even know about. But here we go. First lifetime now, so this is for your particular condition, problem. So taking this lifetime away here, clearing this out of you, disconnecting it. Remember, because the energy is still there. They're still there haunting you. Okay? There we go. Second lifetime. Okay. And third lifetime. Okay, and fourth lifetime? And fifth lifetime? Okay, so it'll be interesting to see how you feel. This might fix you. You know, you may have worked on yourself tremendously, and everything was taken out of this lifetime. Everything's fixed here, but you still have a leakage of lead through an energetic connection to these lifetimes that are parallel lives, bringing in this problem to you because they haven't been healed yet. So that door was still open. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that was really great. That felt amazing. Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Comments you want to make about that?
Yes. I think my ankle's a lot better. I think I got some good healings from that. It's the lifetimes and the parallel lifetimes that causes an injury like that, and the clearings can heal that. That's very interesting. Very effective. And then I was wondering, what is my spiritual level?
Okay. Oh, geez. Let's see. Okay, Larry. You're running all the time at 65 very nicely. And then when you, I'd say you go up to probably about 78. So when you plug in more, you go up to about 78. People normally vary about 10 points. So you're running about 65 continuously, which is very good. Remember, once you hit 50%, then you kind of know who you are. You get plugged into the energy, and you don't feel, kind of like you're floundering out there. So it feels like you've been about, I would say maybe you came up from probably 50% to about 65, Larry, right now. I would say probably about maybe 9 months ago. So did you feel any dramatic shifts in your consciousness about 9 months ago?
Yes, I've been, that's about when I started, 9 months ago.
Okay.
And in the light, I started at about that time. Yes, and I started to feel an upswing at that time.
Yep. So what happens is as you get more spirit energy into you, it's just a number. It's not going to necessarily, make your life work better, because it just, remember, the light doesn't judge anything. But you're able to be a little more peaceful. And when you're more peaceful, then you're more in the moment, okay? And then you're also able to manifest with your spirit energy more if you connect to it. Remember, it's all a free choice. And so this is why people's eyes look brighter. You might be able to get more information instantly, quicker, than you would be if you're at a much lower number. And that's the basic difference. It's not that your life's going to be wonderful by being higher. It's just that you're able to connect quicker and maybe to get more of your answers, a little bit faster, too. But the main thing is you want to become more of who you are in your body, which is your spirit. Thank you, Larry.
Yes, I understand.
Great questions, and I think we might have somebody else on.
Yeah, actually, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Having a whole party tonight.
Yeah.
Great.
I was just wondering if you could tell me how much in my body I am.
Oh, boy, okay. Right now, Lori, as you're speaking, you're about 68%, okay?
Yeah.
As far as the highest point, feels like about 70 is what I pick up. When you get the lowest you go to is probably about 35, okay?
Yeah, for sure there's fluctuation.
So people do fluctuate. Remember, if you get trauma or something, you're going to definitely drop down, which is true for everybody. Not just you, but everybody drops down. But, if you're there with your regular mindset, life is not necessarily doing, too much trauma on you, then you're going to probably run, in the 60s. That's how I look at people, okay?
Yeah.
And most people, when they get on this radio program, their energies pop up.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you're in the moment.
Yeah, for sure. So I have another question. You were talking about the cords.
Yes.
So I do these clearings so frequently to clear me of cords from other to other people that I feel like, and no matter how many times I'll clear the cords, they seem to come back. And I don't know if it's me or them. I don't know what it is.
Oh, it'd be them doing it. It's they're putting their force of will to you.
Well, I don't really know. I don't know if that's the truth. How do you know? Because it feels like I free them. I set them to the light. I free them. I cut the cords that don't serve in my own highest and best. And then it's almost like it just comes back. I don't know if it's me or them.
Well, it would be them because they're projecting the cords to you almost always, okay? Now, you gave an interesting sentence there. Are you wanting something out of these people? If you want something out of them, then you will put a cord out to them.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I say I don't know.
Yeah, so normally...
But what I'm wanting is just only in the highest and best, not like something, not like the particulars.
Well, the highest and best, in the light, there's no such thing, okay? So what you probably are trying to articulate is that you just want the energies not to come to you, because in the light, there's no judgment. And you never want to be corded at all. Nothing needs to be corded whatsoever, because the energy that you want to live on and work with is your own spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would probably just release the cords and just know that they're gone. And not, some people like to look at things. I don't know if you're the type of person, but some people like to disconnect something, and then they want to check and see if it's still there. I worked with people that way a long time ago, and a group of people. And they go, man, why are you checking this? Because as soon as you check, you put the cord out back over again.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? So don't look. Just, walk away, Renee, you know? Yeah.
When I say highest and best, I always am thinking just peace and harmony between us. Peace and harmony.
No. You're cording them in. You're putting a cord out.
Hmm.
So you don't want to do any peace. You just want to cut the cord. Okay, you don't want to bring any kind of verbiage in there, because as soon as you do that, you're putting a cord to them.
I see.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Entirely different subject. So with these ETs, one of the things I've been very aware of is their presence. And I've been, very conscious in the dream state, whichever dream state you want, the sleeping dream state.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I have had the visitations in that state. So I'm wondering if there's anything that I need to clear there.
Yes. Do that $30 a month thing with the ET alien attack, and get those things out of your consciousness.
Are you aware of that at this time?
A lot of people
are. You aware
have.
Of that presence in me?
Well, if they're coming to you, okay, first of all, nothing will ever come to you of the light, number one, because you already have it in you. So the light never promotes itself. So if they're coming to you and you see them, that's an indication to you that they're coming to you against your free will, because they shouldn't even be here talking to you. Now, if you asked, I want to have ET intervention, please come to me right now. I want to be abducted. I want to go up to a UFO or something. Then you're using your free will, your free choice to bring that to you. But they should never come to you. No thought should ever come to you unless you request it, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
the light doesn't work that way. The light only works when you ask.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're coming to you in dreams, etc., that's against your free will.
Yeah.
Okay, or any kind of intervention. That's all against your free will.
But a lot of the stuff is just, it's like information being downloaded or something.
Yep, that should not be coming to you because you haven't asked for it, okay?
Mm.
Unless you did ask, okay? That's up to you. But, you know, if you're not asking and you get this download of information, then they're just giving you something to hook you into something, and then you're probably, you know, a victim and being trapped in their consciousness, and they're bringing you all kinds of information. That might be good, but you have to ask for it. That's the main thing. You have to ask for what you want to have. Nothing should come to you.
See, my thing is I don't ever deal on the darkness. So I don't, that's like, I don't even know that realm. I'm not even familiar with it. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if they're coming to you at all, that's the darkness coming, because they shouldn't, because then they're not working with light. Because the light's all you're supposed to have. That's the problem with this planet, is that everybody does these transmissions like they did today, probably, to bring in the darkness, thinking that they're bringing in light. And so you should have your mind, your thoughts, you should have nothing happening to you in your thoughts. You should have nothing repeating itself or anything like that. You should be able to be in the present moment and move forward without anything interfering with you. Anything that has interference, dreams, etc., that's all darkness energy coming to you. And it's showing up the way that it can be probably accepted to you. A lot of times these things will come through as like angels and saints, etc. It looks like our show's coming to an end here.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, so thank you.
Thanks for calling, Lori. Wow, that went fast. our time's up, and it's been wonderful. Thank you, Ron, for all the insight and the wonderful clearing samples. And I'll say that we'll be back on Friday at 7:05, and on station 2. So it was still on BBS, but on channel 2, and it starts 5 minutes earlier than normal. And then this weekend on Sunday, Ron has the 8-hour healing intensive. If you'd like to take part in that, just contact him. And I'll just say good night, blessings to all, and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Hey, blessings to all of you, and check out the new information on the website on the left side, the healings. There's an auric field protection, and there's a self-empowerment clearing. And the newest one right now is your body rejuvenation. So if you have physical problems, you can get on that, and it may help you out tremendously. There's a lot of clearings there that you can do at different body systems. So almost all of them are listed there, and you just go through each one of them and have fun. So blessings to all of you, and see you this coming Friday. Bye, everybody.